This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi. We're coming to you to another episode of the stories of the prophets. Today is session or episode number 62, and we are with the birth of Mary, the birth of Maryam alayhi salam. Today, it will be a very interesting session, especially for the sisters, and especially for the younger sisters, because I think they can relate inshallah ta'ala, to Mary and what she used to do in Bayt al-Maqdis when she was young, before the birth of Isa alayhi salam. So it will be a very interesting session. Welcome all the brothers and the sisters, those of you who just joined, have not heard you. Ahmed Balan, Ahmed Ya Abu Ahmed, long time no hear, long time no see. Khabib number one, did he fight already or is he fighting? I heard he's fighting tonight, but did he fight already? May Allah Azza wa Jal give him nusra, inshaAllah. Yes, may Allah give him victory, inshaAllah ta'ala. He's a good brother, may Allah guide him as well. Did he fight already or is he fighting? Abu Ahmed. Oh, he won already. Allahu Akbar. Of course, mashaAllah, I missed it. Because I thought he normally fights in the evening. At night, he fought and won. Yeah, but I wanted to see another Khabib and the other guy. What's that very arrogant guy? I want to see another one. I want to see another fight, like a rematch with that in Abu Dhabi. Yes. No, I wanted to see another. Like, you know that very arrogant guy? What's his name? Forgot his name. That Irish, yeah, McGregor. I want to see another Khabib McGregor, but this time without having to jump from the the cage and give him another piece of Khabib in the name of Islam and the Muslims. But anyways, this time it was Mary, inshallah ta'ala. Mary. And Mary, just going like Khabib. Last fight today. Oh, unfortunately. But they always say last fight. But they tend to come back again. He did say that before, then he came back. So I'm sure he's gonna come back. They're going to trigger something. You know, these guys in this world of boxing and kickboxing and Thai boxing, they always, use money and they tend to come back, so Allahu A'lam. But alhamdulillah, to come out from the big door, as we say, right? He came out from the big door winning with his title, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. He's a good brother. I hear a lot of good things about him. He helps the Muslims a lot. He's a very obedient to his parents. His father passed away. He was very close to his dad, right? His dad used to be his trainer. But at any rate, let us, inshallah ta'ala, go back to our series 62, episode 62, from the stories of the prophets. Yesterday, brothers and sisters, if you remember, we're talking about the family of Imran. With that lady, with that, mindset, mashallah, that pledge that she made, when she vowed if Allah Azza wa Jal was to bless her with a baby, that she would dedicate that baby to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to serve Bayt al-Maqdis, to serve the worshippers of Quds. And then when she got that baby, she gave birth to a female, and then she was disappointed, saying, "Oh Allah, I gave birth to a female and not male." Why? Because she was thinking, as I mentioned yesterday, she was thinking that change can only happen through men. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved her wrong, that change can happen with women as well. and to have a great man. A great man comes, you know, you need a great woman, and Isa will come eventually. But as I mentioned, 300 years later, the Romans who were causing a lot of chaos and bloodshed in Palestine at the time and in the area, they will enter Christianity. So all the Christianities or all the Christians will be in the book of record of this woman. No wonder why Allah Azza wa Jal made one full chapter, right? One full chapter about this woman, you know, Al Imran, the family of Imran. She was so special. And then, brothers and sisters, came Mary alayha salam. Came Mary alayha salam, and this is what we want to talk about today. Brothers and sisters, do you know? Okay, let me ask you this. Do you know, brothers and sisters, that there's only one woman mentioned by name in the Quran? Only one woman mentioned by name in the Quran. Who's that woman? I just gave you the answer. I gave you the answer already. But there is one woman mentioned by name in the Quran. Who is that woman? Maryam. Maryam alayha salam. Mary. There is one chapter in the Quran, one surah after this woman, Surah Maryam, right? Even Khadija, Fatima, Aisha. Yeah, we have Asiya, she's the wife of Fir'aun, but Allah does not mention her by name, you know, in the Quran. Although Allah says, وَمْرَأَةُ فِرْعَوْنُ إِمْرَأَةُ فِرْعَوْنُ, the wife of Fir'aun, right? But the only woman mentioned by name in the Quran is Mary, Maryam alayha salam. Al-Abidah, the devout worshipper. Maryam al-Adra, the worshipper, the devout worshipper. Al-Qa'imah al-Abidah alayha salam. The obedient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised her maqam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised her rank. In Surah Al-Imran, look, this Surah Al-Imran, verse number 42. وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal tells, يَا إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, the angels, they inspired Maryam. They said, oh, يَا مَرْيَمُ, Ya Maryam, the angels are telling Maryam, are calling Maryam. Ya Maryam, inna Allah has tafaki. Allah has favored you, chose you, has favored you. Wataharaki, and purified you. And one more time Allah says, was tafaki. She was chosen and favored twice. Ala nisa'il alameen, amongst all the women of al-alameen. Amongst all the women of mankind. She is, like I mentioned, the only woman mentioned by name in the Quran. Subhanallah. You know, my brothers and sisters, Maryam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that afdal nisa al jannah, the best of all women in Jannah, and the Prophet mentioned four. Yeah, the best women of Jannah, and the Prophet mentioned four. He says Khadija bint Khuwaylid, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Maryam bint Imran. Maryam ibn Imran, Asiya, Imra'at Fir'aun, wa Fatima bint Muhammad. These are the nisa, the best women in Jannah. Afdal nisa al-alameen, afdal nisa al-jannah. Allah Azza wa Jalla favored in the Quran, and in the hadith of the Prophet says the best women in Jannah. Of course, you people, inshallah, the sisters as well. Your mom and my mom, and your wives and your sisters and your daughters. But the best women in Jannah are Khadija bint Khuwaylid, and Maryam ibn Imran, and Asiya imra'at Fir'aun, and Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What traits did she have, this woman, to be favored? Just like Al-Imran, the wife of Imran, you know, and the family of Imran. She was chosen as well. She was favored, you know, and we talked about that yesterday. And, you know, her, that mindset, the worry, the concern that she carried, right? That moved. And I said yesterday, if a woman was to move in this in her house, the whole house will move, inshallah ta'ala. Yani move towards the deen, move towards the haqq, move towards the truth, move towards good. Right? So and then Khadija bint Khuwaylid, right? The wife of the Prophet Muhammad in this hadith. And then Maryam ibn Imran. And then Asiya. And Asiya, you know Asiya as well, you know her story. We mentioned about her story when we were talking about Fir'aun. And then Fatima bint Muhammad, the four women that the Prophet mentioned. And then, you know, but what was so special about Mary, about Miriam? You know, this is something that you can also talk to non-believers, non-Muslims, when, you know, they need, you know, Christians, they need to learn about this. The wife of the Prophet, the wives, his daughters, his mother is not mentioned in the Quran by name, nor even alluded to in the Quran. Yet Mary is mentioned in our book, the holy book, the Quran, by name. And there's one chapter in the Quran called Mary. And there is one chapter in the Quran called men. Is there sisters? Is there sisters and brothers? Is there a chapter in the Quran called men? Huh? Is there a chapter? Is there a surah in the Quran called men? Al-Rijal? Surat Al-Rijal? Huh? Is there a surah in the Quran called Al-Rijal? Men? No, Thabit says no. You know, so what's the surah that we have in the Quran? That's the opposite of men. Surah An-Nisa, Allahu Akbar. Surah An-Nisa, women. The chapter of women. So we have chapter of women. We have one chapter called Al-Imran. You know, the family of Imran. We have another chapter in the Quran called Mary, Maryam. You know. So An-Nisa, Maryam, Al-Imran, you know, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really, you know, raises the ranks of women. So sisters, why would you degrade yourself? Why would you honor yourself? Why would you put yourself down if Allah azza wa jal has honored you? Allah has honored you. And here we're talking about these four best women in Jannah, two younger women and two little bit older women. Two younger and two older. So we have Khadija and Asiya. And Zawjat, Asiya and Khadija, they're a little bit older. And then two younger women, two younger girls, Fatima and Mary, and Maryam Bidat Imran. She is in the age of between 15 to 22, 15, 16, 17, or 16, 17, you know. So 15, 16, 17, we don't know exactly, but in her teens still, you know, maybe around 17 or whatnot. Sisters, this is for you now. I need your help and I need your ears. A girl in that age, the girl in the age of, you know, in her late teens, she is so special, very special in terms of emotions, very sensitive and very emotional. Girls, please listen up, because we need to relate here to Mary and what did she do, right? And we compare and contrast with our girls today. Girls in the age of 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, you know, they are in that age, they are very sensitive and very, very emotional. Very emotional. They have got a lot of feelings. And this girl, Mary, she's not married, right? She's not married. So she will choose to do two things to release those emotions. Girls today, what do they do mostly to release those emotions? A lot of them get, you know, busy with social media. A lot of them get busy with social media. And then they may be chatting with the wrong person. Here's a girl who's got a lot of, you know, emotions. She's very sensitive. You know, she may meet a guy who tells her beautiful words and she will fall into his trap. she will fall into that trap. This is why, subhanallah, we tell the fathers, we tell them, you know, be careful. If you have a girl in that age, you need to give her a lot of emotions. You need to give her a lot of love. You need to give her lots of affection. Why? Because if she does not get that from you, she will, and she might get it from the wrong person. And she will fall into that trap because it's beyond her. She has those emotions. She comes, it's a built-in package, subhanAllah. Especially in that age, as I mentioned. So Maryam alayhi salam, in that age, she has to release those emotions somehow. What did she do? She did two things. All right, sisters and brothers, those on Instagram and those on Facebook, are you willing? Would you like me to share with you what did she do? She did two things. Would you like me to share with you what Mary did in that age between, let's say, you know, in her teens, late teens, early 20s, with this massive emotions that she has? Would you like me to share that with you? Yes, Nawal and Shazia and Yasmin and Lula Robe from Instagram and Facebook, yes. And Aim Thabit and Fatima, yes. All right, I hope you're listening then. Two, Nazmeen. She did two things. Number one, حب شديد لله. She had lots of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lots of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what did she used to do? This is why we call it Al-Qa'ima, Uqnuti, Al-Qa'ima. She's so devout in her worship. She used to do lots of worship. That's number one. She used to do lots of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طلعت هذا الحب في عبادة الله. Those of you speak Arabic, you know. طلعت هذا الحب في الله سبحانه وتعالى ولله. She has so much love, so those emotions, right? Those feelings, that sensitiveness, she came out, you know, she converted it into what? Into so love for Allah سبحانه وتعالى and worshiping Allah سبحانه وتعالى. No wonder why she chose a room in the east of Bayt al-Maqdis, in the east side, to watch the sunrise and to ponder on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll talk about this. So this is number one. Number two, what did she do? Are you still listening, brothers and sisters? Are you still listening? I only gave you one, but there's one more thing that she did. Alayhi salam. Right? Are you following up with me? Brothers and sisters, you're following up, right? This is number one. Lots of worship, lots of qiyam. Lots of qiyam. You will see later on when Zakaria will come up, you know, and then he will find her in her qiyam. Number two, she also participated and contributed to what? She contributed into benevolent work. Benevolent work. Amal khayri. Where? That benevolent work. Where? In Bayt al-Maqdis. In Bayt al-Maqdis, in Quds. To do what? To serve the worshippers. To serve them, to clean up, to wash, to feed. So she was doing lots of what? She filled her time with two main things. She filled her time with lots of ibadah. Number two, she filled her time with voluntary work. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Voluntary work. This is a message for those sisters in the age of Fatima or in the age of Mary, of Miriam. She filled her time in voluntary work, good voluntary work, serving the worshippers of Al-Quds. So I tell the sisters, be Maryami. Be Maryamiya. Be Maryamiya. Be like Mary. Be like Mary, sisters. Can't you be like Maryam? Two things. Because other sisters, what happened to them? Because they have those emotions, you know, the masses of emotions and feelings. So what happens? They go online, right? They go on social media. You know, a lot of them now, subhanAllah, you know, sometimes, you know, this is really, for me, it's a little bit disturbing, right? You know, these sisters in, you know, with hijabs. Now on Instagram, doing these videos, right? And trying to do modeling, you know, hijab modeling and abaya modeling and then makeup modeling. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. La ilaha illallah. Why can't you be like Mary? Hijab has become a moda. Hijab wants to become a moda, like a trend. It's a trend. So now they pause, now they make moves, now they take pictures, hijab this, hijab that, hijab. And the same age, the age of Maryam, the age of Mary alayhi salam, in their late teens, early 20s. Go to Instagram and you will see, you know, all these, subhanAllah, sometimes they pop up like this, right? You know, with their, you know, and I don't follow, alhamdulillah, anyone myself, you know, but, you know, they're there. And it's really, for me, it's disturbing. The hijab with the makeup and, you know, a lot of makeup artists. And this is good, mashallah. It's between them. I hope it's just private. If it's private, yani, I hope you make it private. But they make it very, very broad and open and public. And here's with her brother and maybe with her husband, they're young. And they're dancing with hijab and then making moves. Tick, 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 tock. Talk, tick, tock, trick, trick, trock, trock, trick, track. I don't even know what they're doing. Because so much emotions they had to release. So they released it, for me, the wrong way, the wrong method. Or there's some others who, you know, they fall into the trap of a guy who tells them beautiful words, who tells them beautiful things, and then she falls. She falls into that trap, right? Because it's her age and because of the emotions that she carries. And she did not release them in the proper medium or the proper way, you know. She did not release them, you know, in the proper, subhanAllah, that naam, there's a medium and the medium was wrong. You understand, sisters, what's happening here? So this is why I said, be like Mary. Be Maryami. Be Maryamiya. Kuni Maryamiya. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. Mary, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, verse number 10. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ, and mention in the book, Mary, Maryam. إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا, when she withdrew from her family to a place towards the east. When she withdrew from her family to a place towards the east. Like I said, to, you know, to watch that beautiful sunrise. But that sunrise, but also to ponder on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here's a girl who's got so much emotions. She wants to fall in love, or maybe she fell in love with some guy or whatnot, right? And then she looks at the sunset or she looks at the sunrise and she thinks of that guy. She does not think of Allah. She thinks of that guy. Right? But Mary, she withdrew from her family to a place towards the east. In Bayt al-Maqdis, in Quds. That's the room that she chose to live in and to stay in. Ponder. Beautiful ibadah. The ibadah of pondering. The Prophet Muhammad used to do this ibadah. He used to do this ibadah in the cave of Hira. In the cave of Hira. The Prophet would go to that cave. And then he would just ponder on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? What happened to Mary after that, brothers and sisters? What happened to Mary after she was so special that she started hearing messages from the angels? Ya Maryam, oh Mary, Ya Maryam, Ya Maryam. She started hearing messages from the angels. And then, because she didn't have a father, her father passed away. She's working now in the Bayt al-Maqdis. She needs somebody to sponsor her. Will come Zakaria. Bunch of guys would want to sponsor her. Bunch of men would want to sponsor her. because they want to get the reward. She's a servant in Bayt al-Maqdis. She's a servant. They want to get the reward. So we want to sponsor this girl. She's working for free. She's serving the worshippers for free. So she needs somebody to sponsor her and to adopt her. Came in this man. Everybody saying, I. So they had to cast their lots. They casted their lots into this river. And they said, whoever stick comes against the current will be the winner. And a man there by the name of Zakaria, which we talked about yesterday and the day before, you know, he was there. And he casted his lots with them as well. All their sticks that were going with the current except his. It was coming against the current. They said, we'll do it again. Apparently, they did it three times. According to some, you know, hadith, they said they did it three times. And his stick was always coming against the current. So he was the winner, Zakaria, alayhi salam. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّا الْمِحْرَابِ Allahu Akbar. He used to go to visit her. Al-Mihrab, this place of worship. What was she doing there in this place of worship? And he needed to feed her. So he would bring food with him as well. But he would find other food there that he has never seen. Who's brought you this food, O Mary? Where did you get this food from, O Maryam? Such an amazing person. Why Allah has selected her? Why Allah has favored her? Why there is Surah Maryam in the Quran? You get to understand this as we learn about Mary. يا مريم اقنتي لربك واسجدي واركعي مع الراكعين. I told you, number one, I told you she had so much love for Allah. Ya Maryam, O Mary, اقنتي, you're devout, obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. واسجدي, and make sujood, واركعي مع الراكعين. Make sujood, and make ركوع. O Mary, be obedient. Sujudi, and make sujood, and make ركوع to Allah. So that's what she was doing in Bayt al-Maqdis. That's what she was doing in her place of worship. Ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the angel started talking to her directly, calling her name, Ya Maryam, Ya Maryam, Ya Maryam. So they came with this amazing news to Mary. But this time, the master of the angels will come down himself. The master of the angels will come down himself, Jibreel, to bring her this great news. Great news. How would Mary find this news, and how should we receive this news? What will happen next? We will talk about that, insha'Allah ta'ala, in our next episode, bi'idhnillah. It's Maghrib time here in Toronto. We will have to cut it short, insha'Allah ta'ala. And the time will definitely change now that we're, you know, going back to the winter time. You know, so we will change our times, inshallah ta'ala. I will advertise that and promote that on my social media, inshallah ta'ala, as what will be the new timing, inshallah, after, most probably, we'll do that tomorrow, bi-idhnillah. We'll send you, you know, the new timing, insha'Allah ta'ala. But we have to cut it short because it's Maghrib time. Brothers and sisters, almost done with Mary. And then we will have Isa alayhi salam. And after Isa alayhi salam, we will be done with the stories of the prophets. And then we will have to start another new series, bi-idhnillah. I've got a lot in store for you, insha'Allah ta'ala. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless you. I ask Allah to reward you. I ask Allah to Azza wa Jal to grant you tawfiq, success in this life and the life of the hereafter. Thank you for joining, brothers and sisters. Hopefully we can see you tomorrow, insha'Allah ta'ala. Tomorrow, same time, same place. This is a recorded Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Go to YouTube, watch, share. Share it on Facebook, share it inshallah ta'ala, please. Share the khair, share the good, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you so much for joining. Jazakum Allah khair, brothers and sisters. We see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. We'll see you inshallah tomorrow. Barakallahu feekum. Hayyakum Allah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.